say Senator Henry Martin. We've got to talk. We got to get to the bottom of this.
He does. You know something? He does quite a job.
We love him.
Huh?
We haven't had him. I don't know why.
I know. But boy, he doesn't pull any punches. He'll let you have it.
That's what we love about him.
Yeah.
Henry, are you there? Henry, good morning. You there?
Good morning.
Brad. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. It's great that you're... It's been too long. Why? We haven't talked to you in like 2 months.
Where have you been?
I've been doing my real job, being a real estate broker.
Yeah. How are things going at the real estate?
It's a little slow, be honest with you. With what's taking place in the state of Connecticut,
yeah.
I think the values have dropped. And I think we've had this discussion before.
We have, yeah.
And I think people are a little hesitant in deciding on what they want to do. So it's still moving, but
okay.
Not at the pace I think a lot of us would like to have.
But listen,
I want to thank you guys for what you guys are doing. Particularly your listeners, the fight needs to continue against the tolls. I think you could recently heard, the governor has decided that he's going to follow through with his truck tolls. And your listeners need to continue calling the state Democratic Party leaders and letting them know and urge them not to vote for this toll package. So they got to continue speaking out.
I couldn't agree more, Henry.
Absolutely.
I've got to get to the bottom of something because I've heard conflicting things. And you and I served together in the legislature for 4 years. I've got a lot of, inside information, so to speak. And I heard that the day for the vote on this is December 16th. And I'd heard this for even as far back as late last week. I know we had Thanksgiving break, but I'd kind of caught wind of that while we were on that Thanksgiving break. And I started talking about it earlier this week, Monday or Tuesday. And then I heard over the last couple of days that, there wasn't a public hearing on this, obviously, and that they want to go through that formality. And I say the word formality kind of in air quotes because that's all it would be, is just a mere formality. The majority would not be calling a bill in either chamber unless they had the votes. So if they have the hearing, then that would prolong the vote till probably after the holidays, correct?
I would agree. But I don't think they're going to have the hearing.
You don't think so? Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
I think what's going to happen is I did hear that, by the way, regarding the special session.
Yeah.
And the items on that agenda would be tolls, a hospital.
Yeah.
The bonding package along with the restaurant bill.
The wage bill, right.
So the tolls, I'm sure they'll hang their hat on the fact that, we had the hearing take place back in the past current session. And, there's like three different bills at that time, I believe, or maybe in four. So they'll use that as their reason for not needing a public hearing. So the right way of doing this is bringing it up next session and submitting a bill with all the details. And allowing us to vet it correctly.
Well, you mentioned something that I find pretty interesting, and that is the bill actually, or technically, hasn't even been written. So you really, there's no language, as I'm speaking with you right now, on the 5th of December at 6:40 in the morning, there actually is no tangible bill, correct?
Correct. There is no bill. And, what we've all received is pretty much a 30,000-foot level type of plan.
Jeez.
Wow.
But would you agree that they actually have the votes to vote for this, correct?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think the president of the Senate, Martin Looney, would not bring this forward unless he was pretty sure that he had the votes there.
Yeah.
We knew all along that we were pretty confident that the House, they had the votes there. However, in the Senate, it was pretty well clear that they did not have the votes.
So then what changed? How? What kind of arm twisting took place?
I think probably arm twisting, a couple of things. You know, the bonding package was tied to it, and the effects on some of the municipalities of not getting those funds. But also the no tolls, no cars being tolled, and maybe, you know, there's some talk about having an amendment that cars will never be tolled. And I don't know that would, you know, we all know where, even though we have a lockbox that has an amendment tied to it, and we saw Gary and Brad that, gee, that was circumvented pretty quickly. You know, all monies are not being placed into the lockbox. So I think the same thing would happen here with tolls. They're saying that, gee, we're only going to eventually they'd find a way of tolling cars.
And this is the reason why people don't trust government.
Absolutely, and that's a big factor here. I think we've seen in the past that the promises that have been made going back decades, that they get their camel's nose gets underneath the tent, and then all of a sudden that, you know, you got the entire camel in the tent regarding things that were promised that, gee, we are, you know, it's going to be a sunset provision, and, you know, in 2 years we'll take it away. And it just doesn't happen. And then in this case here, you're going to see no trucks only, and they'll be taxed. And what I understand is that they're being, those fees are pretty equivalent to what New York's fees are for trucks immediately. So then how, you know, if they maximize that, then what happens there? Do you increase the number of gantries at that point in order to get more revenue?
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's what's going to happen. I mean, we already know that expenditures are outpacing the revenue stream, and their plan doesn't address that.
Wow.
You know, so they're going to have to find another source of revenue eventually down the road. Their plan includes special tax obligation bonds again. Yeah. Ours does not. I mean, by 2022, we stopped, Gary, and you would know this, via STO bonding. Our plan goes down to zero.
Yeah. So
overall, our debt, our long-term debt liability is less than theirs is.
You know, you mentioned something a moment ago that really struck with me, and you used the term lockbox, and when in fact it's anything but a lockbox. A lockbox would mean that something that the revenue raised is dedicated to one specific cause or one specific purpose, and only dedicated to that one purpose. In something called like a transportation lockbox, funds would be limited to that specific allocation. Right. Well, I remember the one that I voted on a couple of years ago, a few years ago. It was anything but. It was more like Swiss cheese. It could be rated. They used the term lockbox, but it was anything but. And therein lies one of the problems, because when we hear, well, it's going to be trucks only, and we're going to have an amendment on there where it cannot be cars. First of all, can they even do that? Can they even have an amendment that says no cars? And is it worth the paper that it's printed on?
Well, Gary, you know that the process is, you know, we'll take a vote. There'll be an amendment to put it on the ballot, right? Or there'll be a vote to put it on the ballot, and the public will be taking that vote eventually. You know, so if they're sold a bill of goods, so to speak, that, gee, cars will never be tolled. It'll be up to the public to decide, and most likely, they'll see that and they'll vote yes on it, most likely, right? But we know that, they have found, even though we have this lockbox, they have found ways of getting around that, and you know, we'll be back into the, in the same place that we are now. You know, how do you defend it? How do you stop them from increasing gantries?
Yeah, well, you know? One of two things are going to happen, or maybe both. Knowing this state, it's either going to increase the gantries because they're going to find out that what you just said, Senator, is that is it 12 or 14 gantries, whatever it is, with trucks only, is not going to raise the kind of revenue that they were they were anticipating. So they've got
Gary, but it's all a farce. You know, you look at it, and going back to the STF fund, right? That was, everyone thought, gee, we've got, that was sort of speak the lockbox back then. Oh, gee, all these funds are going to go that are being placed in there, and they had dedicated the gasoline tax to the STF back in 1984, I believe. When they took the tolls down, they established the STF. Well, everyone thought, gee, all these funds are going to go into the STF, and our roads, our bridges, and our railways are going to be taken care of. What they did through the years was they've moved over expenditures from the general fund over to the STF, which diminished the revenues that were there or available to be used to do our maintenance and road repairs, and et cetera. And all of a sudden, fast forward, Gary, to a couple years ago, where we voted on an amendment for a lockbox. What the heck is that? I thought the STF was about lockbox. You know, so, and then we found out, gee, they can circumvent the lockbox. And the governor did it with his budget by not transferring over what we had put in statute regarding the dealer car tax. Right, and he circumvented that. So far,
you know, it makes me wonder though, if tolls get implemented. I shouldn't even say if. I think it's a foregone conclusion. But if cars are going to be tolled, what would happen with that extra? Was it 25 cents a gallon? I think it is for the that second tax, that second gas tax that Connecticut has. That's supposed
that
to be
doesn't
used,
stop them, Gary. That does not stop them, if you think about it, from raising, if they needed revenue, to going back to the gasoline tax. And further, there's a discussion. I just went to a conference 2 weeks ago in New York, and it was on, as a regional, as a council of governments.
Yeah.
And it was the topic was mileage user fee. That was a topic, and that's why I went, because I wanted to be in that room to be the one who was going to say something against it. And everybody in that room was more leaning towards in favor of, gee, we have to go to a miler usage fee.
That's tolls. So
that's in the discussion that most likely will come up down the road.
I can't believe anybody, the citizens of our state, would actually sit there and say, yeah, you know what, I'm not taxed enough. I think we need another fee. Listen, a tax by any other name is still a tax. You can call it a fee, you can call it a user fee, you can whatever, a service fee. It's all a tax. I can't believe actually somebody would, let alone a group of people, but even a person sitting, I don't think I'm taxed enough. I think we need to find more. That just boggles my mind. So it's inevitable. December 16th, tolls, and it's time to for no-toll CT to rally the troops. Hey, listen, I got 1 minute left, and I got to switch gears really quickly because I got a hard break at 10 of the hour.
Yeah.
Talk really quickly about the Port Authority. You know anything about this?
Well, we had a lengthy meeting yesterday, and we tried to vet as best as we could during that time as to what took place. We've had two informational forums that took place. Yesterday, we had the major players there that included the chairman of the board, the vice chair, and as well as the executive director. We asked them a ton of questions regarding the inefficiencies, the lack of management oversight, lack of policies, the use of credit cards, the misuse of credit cards. We asked them whether or not they had been fired, and it turned out that one didn't, who said no, that he resigned on his own, turned out that that wasn't true. And, you know, the hiring of marketing consultants that had ties down to Washington, you know, so there was a lengthy day.
Sounds it. A lot of spending of Connecticut taxpayer money, unnecessary spending. Hey, listen, Senator Henry Martin, thank you so much. Let's not let it get to be 2 months again. Please, we want you back, in a few weeks. And if we don't talk to you between now and then, please enjoy your holiday season. And again, keep voting no on December 16th. Hopefully
we can get it off the agenda.
That would be nice, even better.
Boy, so tell your listeners to call the Democrats leaders, 240-8600. How's that?
You just did that. Thanks so much.